The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome. This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast.
So an altercation on a Detroit bus led to drivers walking off the job on Friday, and bus service wasn't offered all weekend in the city of Detroit. It has since resumed this morning, but what sparked the walkout? Let's get that story now from WDIV-TV. Let's take a listen.
Now, there are arguments that the driver was defending himself, but the video shows a different version. Take a listen. This video showing a physical altercation between a bus driver and a bus rider is now the center of an investigation Friday night.
Well, it's been an extremely rough day.
Mikhail Oglesby, the executive director of transportation for the city of Detroit, says that's an understatement. After 288 bus drivers walked off the job Friday morning, claiming unclean conditions and claims of an unfair suspension of their fellow bus driver, who they say is a victim of an assault.
What was clear was that the operator did strike the citizen, and that was a concern to me.
Local 4 obtained this video from September the 8th. Inside the bus, Oglesby says the driver asked the rider to put on his mask and waited for the rider to do so.
After a while, the driver doesn't pull off yet, and the rider comes up and makes a statement. There you have it.
The video appears to show the driver punching the rider multiple times, even slamming him to the ground. You then see the driver sitting on top of him. Minutes later, the driver gets up and the rider staggers away. Now, I did speak with the union for the bus drivers, and a spokesperson tells me that this is just one of the situations that the bus drivers have been dealing with and that they are simply fed up. He tells me they will have a news conference first thing tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock.
So they work stuff out through the weekend. They're going to make a bunch of changes, they say, for safety for the drivers on the buses, enclosing them, you know, making it obvious that people have to wear masks, providing the bus drivers with masks to hand out if people don't have their own masks, that kind of thing, just so they can get back on the road. Service resumed, was supposed to set to resume at about 4 o'clock this morning.
It looked like the Fresh Prince was like coming from the back of the bus to do
he was
something.
Dressed like the Fresh Prince, yes.
But then Uncle Phil was driving the bus, and Uncle Phil got up and was 20 times the size of the Fresh Prince and just started kicking his ass.
Like that guy, I'm sure, thought he could destroy that bus driver.
Yeah, he was like,
he's gonna die.
Uncle filled him in. Yep. He got up and just threw that guy right to the ground and just pummeled him.
That was a great description.
So, yeah, absolutely
it really was.
Because
I was like, what's his outfit remind me of?
The Fresh Prince. The Fresh Prince. Yep. I was like, okay.
Right. Here he comes.
Yeah, he got his ass beat. Yep. Yeah, he just railed that guy.
It was like crazy. It was like ass up, and the guy was going down.
It was killing him.
That was a bad description.
Ass up, and the guy was going down.
I would have said he was in the full mount.
Yeah.
Is it a fight or a porn, Adivio?
Yeah.
A bit of both. Yeah. All right. So, yeah, bus service is back, and hopefully the drivers will be safer. But, I mean, listen.
Was there any mud?
Said the scariest place you can be sometimes is a Detroit bus.
Yes.
Those guys got to defend themselves like against things we can't even imagine.
Yeah, exactly.
No idea how tough that would be to be a Detroit bus driver.
Right.
You don't expect the Fresh Prince to come at you.
You don't.
In West Philadelphia.
I almost feel like Uncle Phil. Uncle Phil, if you saw him, he like put his phone away. He was like getting stuff ready. He was like, I better put this away. I bet a Fresh Prince of Bel Air is going to come up here any minute.
Oh, yep, here comes one. And time to kill him.
No, Uncle Phil. No! Uncle Phil, stop!
He had like a sweater vest type of look to
it's
him.
It's like that gritty Fresh Prince
exactly.
We talked about.
Yep.
So you say you're a massive fan of Silence of the Lambs. Well, here's an opportunity to prove it. The home of serial killer Buffalo Bill is up for sale. It's not that nice a place.
I don't know why you'd want that.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lovely dirty kitchen here.
Yeah, that's all great, but can I look at the pit?
Yeah, come on down.
Oh, wow.
Put these on. These are night vision goggles.
Oh, my God.
No, I got my own. Okay, I figured.
Yeah.
Come on down. Check it out. And as you can see, it's too tall to escape.
Yeah,
it is. Yeah. Notice just the scratch is gently used. And over there, if you have a dog, I have a poodle, Precious, of course.
Oh, yeah.
And you can keep your dog right there. Make sure the dog doesn't go down there.
I'd be furious if it did.
You would. And it'll upset you every time.
Uh-huh.
Every time. Over here is your dancing naked room.
Oh, look at that mirror.
Yeah, the mirror comes with the house.
Oh, my God. So that's a great selling point.
That's yours, too. And then these are new. We put locks on the doors.
Very nice upgrade. Outside.
Yeah, it's a good upgrade. No granite countertops, nothing.
I don't need any of that.
But the pit is the pit of dreams.
Do you have a knife room?
We do have a knife room over here. Check this out.
Oh, wow.
You can carve... Or, I mean, you can tailor.
Yeah. Any tanning?
Yeah, we have, say if you're like a wildsman and you go out in the woods.
Let's say I do that.
Yeah, let's say you do that, like deer skin and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Like, you can do that right over here at this table.
Okay.
And I'll throw in the tools.
Can I keep that mannequin, the human-shaped mannequin?
That's mine.
Oh, I think I got my own.
That's coming with
me.
I'm in love with it.
Of course. It's gorgeous.
It is.
This home was built in 1910. It was previously sold in 2016 to a Silence of the Lambs fan. They paid $195,000 for it. The owners before that had lived there for almost 40 years. They were the residents when the movie was shot there. Now it's listed for almost $300,000. There's a link to the listing at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com if you want to go check it out for yourself.
It looks a lot nicer than I thought it would.
Yeah,
except there's a caboose in the backyard.
There's a caboose right next to the pool.
Like the caboose is a pool house or something?
Maybe it is.
It's a bit creepy.
It is.
That's his house?
Oh, wow. They're capitalizing on it, right? Silence of the Lambs is on the TV in the living room. And I saw in an office there where they had like a Silence of the Lambs poster up on the wall, too. So I guess you got to take advantage of it. Other than that, it's
just... But it's like a older, like a semi-rusticy...
It's nicer than when Bill had it.
It is.
Yeah, they really dinged it up. Huh?
Yeah. They made a mess in there.
I didn't see
imagine an old couple just decides to lend their house out
I
for
can't
a movie.
Believe they did.
And then it's Buffalo Bill's house. Like, they probably had no idea.
Annoying. Sure, go ahead. Yeah. Here's the house.
A movie with Jodie Foster?
Sounds nice.
And imagine like they invite all their friends over and they're like, yeah, we're going to watch the movie that our house is in.
Yeah,
no idea. I mean, like,
that
what
scene.
It looks like it's right on a railroad track.
Yeah. Oh, is that?
Oh, that's bad.
Issue. Oh, that's what it is. They got tracks right there.
Oh, that's loud.
Ooh, it's right by there.
Oh, hold on! Here comes the train!
You thought the pit was bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that'd be real bad. I mean... I guess you'd have to be a real diehard Buffalo Bill fan
right,
in order to make sure that, you know, here comes
if you can get over there. The noise of the train, and it'll help drown out the screams.
Oh, that was
anyway,
a small one. No, thanks.
It's not so little. Bad.
Yeah, it was just fine. Anyways, I'll do it.
Here we go. That's an old school train.
It sounds like one from,
I believe it's a steam engine.
That's what it is.
Every single morning.
Oh, I love killing and I love trains.
I know, me too. I love a good murder movie and I love trains.
I love killing
look at
and
it
I
go.
Huh? What? I know. Huh? I'm glad you bought the place.
Thanks for selling it.
Oh, that they have a steam engine in it.
I know.
It makes that chugga chugga sound you think of, Nate.
Choo choo. Anyway, if you are interested, because either you're a serial killer or right, you're a movie buff, the listing is up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com, and the video of the home before the last sale is up there as well. You can check it out if it really interests you.
Hmm.
It'll probably be, I mean, the last buyer was a big Silence of the Lambs fan. Are we? Mm-hmm. Are we getting too far away from that movie now for there to be huge?
I think we are.
God, that's like what? How old is that
it's
movie?
So
it's probably 30
old.
Years old, right?
It's real old.
Yeah.
That was early 90s, right? But The only thing about it is that the guy who wrote it has many books. And then there's some history involved in,
right,
in that. So, like, it's got more than, like, the Edward Scissorhands house.
Wow. Right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know.
Yeah, I think it's about 30.
28 years or something?
Yeah, next year it'll be 30 years.
That's a funny question that somebody asked. Is Silence of the Lambs scary?
I wonder what the answer is.
Yeah, Silence of the Lambs really pushed the envelope for creeping horror when it was released in 1991.
Well, it's funny that they say it's just not really that scary now. It's not as scary now as
because
if
we're
you
just
saw it.
Yeah.
Back then.
I remember leaving the theater, seeing that movie, being like shaken. Like, yeah. Oh my God, that was crazy. But they're right. We're so desensitized now that...
I've only seen it once.
Never, really?
Yeah.
You know what? Me too. I only saw it in the theater.
That's all I needed.
I've seen it a bunch of times.
I've seen it a couple times.
I like it. It's such an iconic movie that I like watching it.
What I end up doing is I'll be flipping through the channels and then it'll be on. And so I've probably sat down to watch it one time and then continued to watch, like, ooh, I watched the last half of it, or I've watched the last 20 minutes of it, or I've watched the beginning of it.
Yeah.
You know, like, I've done that a bunch of times.
Yeah.
I like all that stuff, like Hannibal and, like, all the Hannibal Lecter stuff, even the new series that came out that was just called Hannibal.
Mm-hmm.
I like all that stuff.
My kids are, you know, like Amber, into this, you know, horror.
The true crime stuff.
Yeah, so, like, the month of October is going to be filled with death-defying movies of severe torture and blood.
Right.
So I'll probably, I don't think they've watched that one yet. Maybe that's one I can watch with them as it's Amber watches one. all the bloody parts cut up.
This is sperm tossings.
Oh, yeah, multiple migs.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah, so
it
just a heads up.
Some of those scenes.
Yeah, maybe that time check of when that sperm is tossed.
I don't know if you're going to sit down with the family and have
popcorn.
For
sperm tossing?
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Hey, everyone.
That's why I wanted to give him a heads up.
That was a good call.
I just thought I'd give him a heads up.
Yeah.
Hey, could you pass the potatoes? Oh, God, is that sperm?
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Oh, fast forward. Where's the remote?
Amber's mom.
Come here, sit down. Silence of the Lambs was bad for family night.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the sperm tossing.
Yeah, it's awkward.
What did they say?
Yeah,
there was a website I used to go to that did that kind of thing. Like, if I was going to watch an old movie with the boys, I could log on and be like, "Ooh, it's 17 minutes in. There's titties."
Right.
You know, so I would kind of know when to fast forward. But I haven't gone on it for years because they're getting older and now. Yeah. You know, whatever. All right, coming up here on Dave and Chuck the Freak, it's the Times of India. What amazing thing is an Indian woman in her 80s able to do? Let's get to that. Give you a little sneak peek.
You sure did.
Go ahead. Missed it.
That's a crazy sneak peek.
Go ahead.
The Times of India.
Make my day. Okay.
Gonna introduce you to a badass Indian woman, Chandro Tomar. She never even picked up a gun until she was 65 years old.
Dirty Harry.
Now at 84, they call her Shooter Daddy.
Oh, Shooter Daddy's here.
Because she has this, like, natural aptitude towards shooting. She's earned her 25 national championships in India, honors from political leaders, and they're even making a movie about her life now. Oh. You can check her out at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. Here she is. This is Shooter Daddy.
Is there sound of Shooter Daddy?
Yeah.
I put a balloon.
Boom. She shot like I do. She owns the title of oldest sharpshooter in the world.
Careful. Where are you aiming that thing, lady? Just like Dave, she'll shoot you right in the face.
Her name is Chandro Tomar.
Just like Dave.
She's also good at farming.
She's a sharpshooter.
It's
a
huge gun.
Yeah, it's massive. So the first time she picked up a gun, shot it, fired it, hit the 10. But she was afraid of what her family would think of her. Was she churning butter?
That's something. I'm not sure what that is.
I think she was churning butter.
I think there's a lot
just
going on.
Just saw her feet. I don't know.
Did you? No, you did not.
No.
Yeah.
I didn't see him.
Yeah, the feet are up there on the butter churner.
Oh, wow, right by the butter, huh? Yeah. That's why I like feet butter.
Is this butter made with feet?
It is, very much so.
Okay, I'll only have the finest of Indian feet butter.
Is this butter made with feet?
Were you in a field all day?
In bare feet shooting, walking around.
Picking up like cabbage and stuff?
They are very dirty.
Okay, and then you get right in there and you made that butter with your feet right on top.
Absolutely, this is, yes, it's at feet.
Because that's the only kind of butter I want.
Fresh feet butter. Ew.
That's all I want.
I'm going to last.
Salt free.
Yeah, so she's, come on, I mean, feet butter aside, she's incredible.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
at, first of all, many women in 84 can't even butter. Drive, never mind, shoot. Look at all the medals she's won. Like,
Weird. It's very impressive. I guess. I wish I wouldn't have saw her feet.
I know.
Feet butter aside.
Feet butter aside, she is a great shot.
She's an impressive woman.
Look out. Look, watch it.
Feet butter is aside.
All feet butter aside.
Yeah.
This woman
Let's keep feet butter out of this. She can really shoot. Let's keep all the feet to ourselves. But I can't. Okay, so she has honestly, she has 100 trophies. She has hundreds of trophies, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Where is this chick signing up for all these shootout events?
Between the butter thing.
She's in a field, she's milking an ox, she's churning foot butter, and she's got the time to shoot in hundreds of events.
I do it on Saturdays.
Where are these shootouts?
Oh, God. I don't know.
I don't know how she gets around. Again, yeah, can we go back to the feet butter?
Guys.
I got to see what Lisa saw. It's back.
How could you miss it?
It's back.
Right there. Oh, that's right there.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
I like to make
there.
No, that's just
at the beginning. It was
at the beginning.
Yeah,
there was a longer one at the very beginning.
That's this all is, I could see. The whole story was
when she.
This.
It was before the. This, there it was. This. There it was.
Yeah.
Oh
that's
my
it.
God! Oh, wow.
Man, it's real close to the top.
That's how I like it.
Those tootsies are right over the barrel there.
Oh, it looks like some of the butter got on your feet. Can you scrape that off?
That's so gross.
Here, I'll get it with my mouth.
Oh, yeah.
Oh God.
Ooh, it's fresh.
Anyway.
Feet butter aside.
Here, let me get it out of your
She's
toes.
Amazing.
Good for her.
Incredible. Great sharpshooter.
Are your hands covered in ox milk?
Absolutely.
Okay, good. Are you using the ox milk in that weird thing with your feet?
She's
I bet
like,
you are.
No more churning butter. She's going to shoot everyone.
Yeah.
She's going to shoot her way out of the butter scene.
Enough.
Oh, God.
That's anyway. Why they just give her an air gun. She only has an air gun.
Yeah. You can check out the world's oldest female sharpshooter, feet butter aside, at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. That's where you'll see her.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Chuck the Freak has always been very hesitant about going to a hypnotherapist.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, because...
You saw one time or something, didn't you?
No, never saw one. I just know that... who knows what they could unlock, you know?
Yeah, I don't want to tool it around in there.
Afraid of them like, unlocking.
Who knows
something.
what I've forgotten? I was an altar
back.
Boy for 3 years. Who knows what I've
put
to the side?
Yeah,
you know, my priest was sent away. Yeah, I don't know.
This is a
and whisper to you.
Shut up.
While, so that you.
This is ASMR.
Yeah, it's
the hypnotist doing ASMR.
Oh, okay.
You really don't need to
fall right asleep
because I am going to put you into a state of natural trance.
I don't like.
I don't want to. I don't want to hypnotize our entire audience. This could be like a trick, right? It could be a trick. He's just saying it's ASMR. Meanwhile, we're all going to be hypnotized. We're going to have chickens in our asses any minute now.
I wonder if that's a viable radio strategy.
I don't know. Can you hypnotize? You will listen to this show every day from beginning to end for the rest of your life. You will listen to us all the time. You will tell everyone you listen to this show. You will make them listen to this show.
I think there's rules against it.
Probably
hypnotizing the audience.
No, I do because. You can put subliminal things like in advertisements very simply by like putting it, disguising everything in the background.
Right. And making like a keyword or something.
Yeah. Like, but just like bombarding someone all the time. Mm. Like if right now we were doing our show, but very faintly, very low, where just, you know, there was stuff like that.
Don't change the channel. You want to keep listening. You must listen all day.
You know, like that. I thought there might be rules against that. And I remember
about subliminal messages.
Yeah. And I remember being younger and thinking to myself, well, if there isn't, why hasn't anyone started? Why hasn't anyone used the science of that yet to like.
And then we can be so relaxed, so calm.
I can't stand guys like doing this because I think it's sexual.
A male
I know
whisper.
That it's not
well,
for
you
everyone.
You say that every time I talk like that. But
I just whispering to me is like it's time sexual. For sexy time.
Yeah.
And so I know he's just trying to.
Do you want
to
get sexy with Chuck? Whisper.
Well, I'm just saying. I mean, generally, if someone's like whispering to you, it's probably something's going on. And I don't need a guy to whisper to me like that.
Makes you uncomfortable.
Right. It does. It makes me uncomfortable.
I sought out a man because it leads into our story here. It's about a male hypnotist. He's in some trouble because he'd hypnotize you and then he'd put his finger in your rear.
Mm-hmm. But the thing is, you know, they always say about being hypnotized that you go along with it only if you really want to.
Right. You're like, you've predetermined that you're gonna.
Or just like the sec, because I had always
so if like
thought,
you think that if a man, if you had a hypnotist, right, Chuck, and he was
right.
like,
and he puts me into a deep state.
You're asleep. And I'm going to place a finger in your rectum.
I'd have to be at least somewhere. Part of me would have to be cool with it
on some level.
On
Which
some
we know you
level.
Are, so you'll be fine.
So I'd be like, what's a big whoop?
You'd whisper you whisper back.
Yeah.
Join the club. I wasn't expecting you to say that. Yeah. I shaved down there. Nobody's ever said that before. I don't want to lie to you and tell you you're the first. Oh my
so
God.
Creepy.
It is really.
You can't be a man like and it. Whisper. I can't. I don't know.
Like what's the big whoop? What's the big whoop?
Jeez.
Hearing you two guys whisper at each other and say those things is, even though when you're in character, it's strange to me.
And say those things.
Don't say those things.
Don't say it's creepy.
It's creepy.
I think you're gonna like this a lot. Even in character, you guys.
Don't do it.
It's affecting us. You're not hypnotized yet. Why are you saying these things? Can I lick your finger first? Oh, that's
oh God!
Took it somewhere.
Oh my God!
I'll take it there.
Yikes!
And everyone just left. Yeah. All of our listeners
that's
are gone.
That's fine. You got to go there.
That's bye-bye. Where it's not a viable strategy.
Right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
They can't hear us anyway. So.
A New Jersey hypnotist is accused of subjecting clients to illegal prostate exams.
Sure.
Robert Bruckner was arrested on charges of sexual assault and practicing medicine without a license. The 55-year-old owns Major Mindset Hypnosis Counseling in Fairfield, New Jersey. Clients told police they visited his office for hypnotherapy sessions, during which he performed prostate exams or asked others to submit to an exam. They don't know yet if the victims were under hypnosis at the time or not. Yeah. That's what they haven't been able to figure out. Like, did he hypnotize people and then give them the old, how's your father? Or did he just say, hey, listen, before we begin, I have to give you a checkup, including a prostate exam.
So that's probably more likely what he did.
He had multiple things going on in his
He tricked
place?
Them into saying he had
Sketchy,
to
ready.
Louis. Give him a physical.
Wait, you want to see this guy?
Yeah. Yes, that's what I've been waiting for.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
All right, hypnotist and rectal doctor.
They had to be hypnotized.
Yeah. They would, right?
To. No, because you know, looking at this guy, that he's sketchy.
I know you do, but I think what it is I don't think the hypnotism works. I think what works is I'm a doctor, and before we begin, I have to give you a full physical, and you're a doctor.
So this guy's a doctor.
Well, no, he does. He's accused of, though, maybe he pretended he did. He's accused of practicing medicine without a license.
Okay.
Right.
So that's a doctor. He could have told them.
I'm a doctor. It's, you know, because think about it. I've let a doctor do this to me because he's a doctor.
Right. Me too.
Because he's supposed to check for stuff. Right. If this guy's convincing enough and people roll in there and, you know, that's how he's doing it.
I just can't see the people of Jersey being like, whoa, Mr. Hypnotist.
I'm sure it was.
Jeezy Pete's.
Was it dudes or was it? That guy found him fantastic.
Oh, my God. That's him. He has one Google review from himself.
No.
That says fantastic.
No.
Yes, that's Robert Bruckner is this guy.
That's sad.
There's one 5-star Google review from himself, and it says fantastic.
I didn't know you can do that. Now I'm going to review our show.
Well, although unfortunately Chuck's going to give it a bad review.
Yeah.
It's okay.
It's pretty good.
Chuck the Freak wrote, meh.
Pretty good.
Not as good as those other guys.
What else does he review here? Let's see what this creep reviews. Wegmans.
He likes the Deli King.
Yeah. Oh, he reviews everything in New Jersey.
Jeez.
And not good.
He is so disturbing.
Oh, my God, Lise, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he hates everything except his own business, pretty much. So he liked that grill.
I love the fact that he called up this limo service expecting a limo and they never showed up.
That's what he says in his review.
They never showed up.
That's funny to expect a limo. Yeah.
It should be here any minute.
Wow, what a difference in his picture on his website and his mugshot.
Well, it's been highly photoshopped.
He is a fat-faced weirdo.
Yeah.
He's like a grown-up version of the kid from Drake and Josh. Like, he looks a little bit like...
I'm not familiar with that one.
The one that got chubby.
The one that got real skinny.
And then got super skinny.
Yeah, he was real big on the show.
Yeah.
If you... I'm not going to say
his hair. His hair is like a helmet.
It looks like silly string.
No, he wants to do sports counseling, right? He wants the athletes.
I just wondered if it was guys he was doing this to, or if it was girls.
They didn't break it down.
It's guys, right?
Well, if it's prostate, if they're saying it's guys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, chicks don't have to get that part checked out. I forgot about that.
Well, they can still get colon cancer. But that's a different test.
You don't test it with that.
I know. I'm just saying. Just so women don't be like, I got nothing wrong with my butt.
No. So he's into dudes.
And he likes to put his finger. Okay, here's a question I have, and I'm not sure if anyone's ever even been through this. Do you think, if anyone's been through hypnotherapy, do you think it would be possible for someone to, you know, go in your back door and you not know about it? Like, is that to you, as someone who's gone through it, would it be a possibility that he could hypnotize you, and while you were under hypnosis, could you be anally penetrated without you waking up or realizing it had happened?
I feel like it probably could be possible, because at my senior all-night party, a dude got hypnotized, and he like ran into the crowd of students and started fist-fighting people, and then he didn't remember a single moment of it. And I feel like if you can get into a physical altercation... you could probably get the butt penetrated.
Yeah, I know, but like I saw one of those bar ones where like they have people like simulate sex up on stage and do all that. And I really think that I have either seen a video or read something that says like every person that's on that stage who decides they're going to simulate sex, it's like they've made the choice
to do it. Like, my grandma got hypnotized. She wasn't violated or anything, but she got hypnotized out of smoking.
Yeah.
And she swore by it.
Yeah, I've heard of that, too.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. So if you've been through this and you think it's possible, reach out to us, or you think it's not possible. 1-855-954-6969. Toll free. 1-855-954-6969. Or text us at 46969. I've never even considered this as anything legitimate. To be truthful, I've never considered it a legitimate form of therapy or.
Yeah. I don't think I think it's like mumbo jumbo.
Because of probably too many stories like this or weirdness that's come up.
Right? I do think that it lets you unlock things from your mind. I was in high school and a girl brought a hypnotist in and, you know, they hypnotizes one person. Then they were talking about it was like Christmas when they were 5 years old or something and coming down the stairs and all these things. They had these memories. And I always thought to myself, you know, we have all these memories that are in our heads. We just can't remember them, and maybe they can put you into some kind of state where you remember things.
You access different parts of your brain.
But the stuff about where it gets a little mumbo jumbo-y is the thing that your grandma did. Where,
yeah.
You know, so maybe it was just that your grandma was ready to quit smoking.
Yeah.
And going and getting hypnotized is the thing that pushed her over the edge. Like, yep, I'm doing it for sure. And maybe it's her willpower and not so much suggestion,
like a placebo effect.
But obviously our human minds are just on some level super dumb.
It's crazy. Yeah, I mean, you can have memories that are blocked out. And then,
but I wonder if some people would not have known he's done this to them and still are walking around today, had no idea that he did this. And there's some people that obviously do because it's been reported now, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm not sure how it all played out. Some people are starting to chime in here. Jim's in Fort Myers. Hey, how you doing there, Jim?
All right. How's she going, eh?
How's she going, eh? So this New Jersey hypnotist is facing assault charges for subjecting clients to prostate exams without their knowledge. What do you think? Could that happen under hypnosis without anyone knowing?
Not without anyone knowing. They would need to have a predisposition to be okay with doing that already. So they would know. They could be coerced into maybe having a limited memory, possibly even no memory of it, but they wouldn't allow it to happen during hypnosis. Unless they had a predisposition.
So unless you liked stuff back there, you would, like Chuck said earlier, you wouldn't allow it.
That's correct.
Your body would know it was wrong.
Absolutely.
So there could be people who are okay with stuff back there who have let this happen, but then others maybe have realized, uh-oh, what happened there? Something was wrong.
Oh, sure, sure. Even those the stage hypnotists that you see in the hypnosis on the street and the bars, all those things that you see, they're truly hypnosis, and it's actually happening. But the people are actually okay with whatever it is that they're being hypnotized to do, and they completely aware of what's going on.
Yeah, and I mean, I do think I remember when, and I've said this before, but he got people from the crowd by having us join fingers together or something, and then He basically said some mumbo jumbo, and then he was like, now, if your fingers are stuck together and you can't remove them, you know, then come to the stage, basically.
That's exactly how they did it at my senior alumni party. They found their volunteers. Mm.
Okay, so what it is, so I'm ready to be hypnotized at this point. I'm like, okay, I got my hands together. They're like, all right, now take your fingers apart. And I just was like... Yep, no problem. They are apart. None of this mumbo jumbo
submit,
is
right. You didn't.
But see, this
mind.
Is what I mean. I think that there's an element of
willingness.
Someone said of willingness.
If anal hypnosis is wrong, I don't want to be right.
Yeah,
that's crazy to go to an anal hypnotist.
Yeah. I just talked to your anus. Chuck the Freak, anal hypnotist.
Are you hypnotizing my beehole?
I am. It's under my spell right now. Why don't you just?
I don't.
He's
like
creepy.
This.
He's creepy.
I'm gonna get super close to
him. Okay. Hey, oh my god! Oh my god!
I feel your whispers.
Oh, I feel your whispers.
Uncomfortable again.
Don't. No, God.
Oh my goodness.
My word, sir.
Are you asleep?
No, I am quite awake. I was more awake now.
I'm gonna give you a bit of a kisser.
No, oh my god! Hey, 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 hey. Oh my god!
That usually costs extra.
Shut it down. All right. In Tampa, David's brother is a hypnotist. Do you think he could get back there without people knowing, David?
No. People that are hypnotized would not do anything they wouldn't normally do being non-hypnotized. You try to make them do something out of their realm, they would never do it. No way.
So we are finding, though, that people that are okay with that, and there are more and more of them in the world, according to this show anyway, they would let him. If they normally had something back there, they wouldn't mind him going there.
See, what they
possibly.
But what he could do is he could have, like, got someone into a hypnotized state, and then he could have done his whole doctor spiel on them.
So they believe he's a doctor, which would make it okay.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Which would be like, then like, so he's a doctor, you're under hypnosis, and he's like, I've got to give you the exam. So he starts doing all the exam things, you know, and then he's like, now this is going to be, you know.
I'd either want someone in the room or it taped if I ever did this.
I couldn't imagine being
not
like,
going to.
Especially like, I didn't know there were street side hypnotists. Could you imagine? Hey, yeah, street side stranger, go tool around in my brain bit.
Come look in my watch.
Why am I giving you my wallet?
That's not all you're going to give me today.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. I'm undoing my pants.
Oh, my God.
Why am I doing that? Why would I do that?
Someone said my mom and dad got hypnotized in the late 80s to quit smoking. Worked for my dad immediately. Still doesn't smoke to this day. Mom tried hypnosis a few times, and for her, it only lasted a few weeks each time.
Hmm. See, like, and that's why I wonder. It's just, you know, like the Breister quit smoking just... 1 second he decided I'm not smoking anymore and then never smoked again. Some people just decide to stop something.
Right.
And
which is crazy. That's a hard one to just stop.
I know, but they just
that's the way I did it too.
You're just done. So sometimes like the hypnotist going to the hypnotist happens to just line up with the fact that you were never going to smoke again.
Yeah.
You know? And then whatever it takes, like, you know, like your grandma's like, I got hypnotized, I quit smoking.
Right.
Well, really,
she wanted to quit.
She maybe would have quit even without going. But it doesn't matter. It's like whatever works, you know.
Mike is with us in Boston. How you doing, Mike? You had a comment on this.
Yeah, this was about 2 or 3 years ago. I actually had a buddy that had to get hypnotized because he had trouble going to the bathroom inside a public bathroom. So he decided to go to a hypnotist to try to... help out his little situation. So he went to a hypnotist, and ever since then, he's been able to go to the bathroom in public areas, but the problem is he has horrible nightmares after he had it done. So, for example, like, he has constant nightmares about him being inside of a public bathroom, and people are, like, surrounding him, like, kind of yelling at him, and then he, like, wakes up.
So it's funny, he's able to do it, but the fear that he used to have in real life has now just manifested itself in his dreams.
Exactly, and it's so funny when he tells us, because he's like, dude, listen, man, I had the same dream, and he never had dreams like that until he got hypnotized.
Yeah, like for me, I thought of being hypnotized to get over not liking foods.
That's right, I remember that now.
Yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah, that was a phase you went through years ago.
It was like, maybe I should do this, because I know that my pickiness... When people are picky about food, it's actually like a weird form of like OCD. Mm-hmm. You're like OCDing about like, I'm not going to like the way that's going to taste.
Or textures.
How it's going to feel inside my mouth. So I'm not even going to allow that to happen. And I thought to myself, I could get hypnotized and then I'd be able to try new things. Even if it was just to try it, to get over that hump. And then maybe I could expand my... food horizons are a bit, but what else is floating around up here? Who knows? You know?
A lot, probably.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, no one wants to know. Not even you.
No.
Sean's with us. Sean is actually a psychology student. Hey, Sean, how's it going, man?
How's she going, eh?
What did you want to add to this?
After this, what I got to add is that either way you cut it, hypnosis is based on principles of conditioning. You got the kind where it's all party tricks.
Stuff, yep.
Yep. And then you have a more legitimate stuff like making somebody quit smoking. So you can, over a period of many weeks, make somebody associate disgust with cigarettes. That's typically how it's done. But, you know, when you're trying to put a finger in somebody's butthole, you're building off of past associations that somebody has with the doctor. That may take a couple of visits, but if you can condition somebody over many visits, I think it's possible to convince them, but I don't think it's possible to convince them without them having any knowledge of it.
Right, so you think he could, like, through, like, several sessions be like, and you would like a finger to penetrate you, and that, like, you could, he could
I bet it's different. I bet he took the doc, I'm a doctor angle. Like, if I was going to be a hypnotist and I wanted to gain access to your areas, I would hypnotize you.
That's the nicest way you've ever said it.
I would hypnotize you for, say I got to see you for 3 weeks, right? So I only get three cracks at this. The first time I hypnotize you and I'm like, I'm a doctor, and then I do like a physical. I don't do anything, but I'm like, I'm just going to check you out. I'm going to make sure you're good. I'm going to listen to your heart. I'm going to do all these things. And then the second time I do the exact same thing, you know, but then on the third time, when you're already used to me doing the physical twice, that's when I would like kick up my game, and it would either work. And you would be like, ooh, man, I had another physical today. And that happened, but you're not creeped out by it. Mm-hmm. Or it's happened and someone has been like, wait a second, why did that just happen to me? And then, because he got caught because it didn't work on people, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's why he got caught. And then other people probably have heard and they're like, well, yeah, he did that to me. But I thought he was a doctor.
But he's not. He wasn't really selling. He was a medical doctor. He was a head doctor.
But what he's saying is, what I'm saying is, when you're hypnotized, I then tell you, like, I'm a doctor.
They didn't go in there thinking they were getting an exam.
One of the charges is practicing medicine without a license. Right. We must have either led them to believe or something.
That could be psychology too, because that's a medical.
Yeah.
So.
If he doesn't have a, you know, psychology license.
I don't think he probably does.
All I know is he's one of the creepiest guys I've ever seen.
Oh, I just hate his website, too, because it's like adults, teens, and children or whatever. It's like this creepy perv.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm glad they finally are on to him, but God knows how many people.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And some people wouldn't even want to, like, listen. Like, Chuck, if you were under hypnosis and you realized that you had a finger up your butt, you may not tell anyone.
Well, right? Like, I probably would. Like, there's a reason probably that when I was an altar boy, nothing happened to me. Because I think that you can tell whether or not someone is going to be a person that's going to say stuff or someone who's going to be a person that just keeps quiet and, like, stays like a victim.
Right.
Right? And I don't think that I'm that guy. So... You know what I mean?
You're not susceptible to it.
Right.
Yeah.
Because I could be an altar boy for 3 years, but then someone else that was an altar boy for those 3 years, maybe something happened to them.
Yeah, like a whole different thing.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. You want to hurt people like this. I got to, like, fight that rage to, you know, like, people that take advantage of other people.
Yeah.
It's a horrible thing.
Scum.
But be careful, I guess, if you're getting hypnotized. Mm-hmm. Be careful who you choose. There's many great.
I like the idea of shouldn't do it alone.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to. Again, I'd never do it. I just want to clarify.
Yeah.
But if I did, for some reason, have to do it, I'd either want it to be taped or have someone in, like, have my wife in the room with me or something, so she can stop the beehole. Unless he hypnotizes her too, and God knows what happens.
Well, don't get both hypnotized.
Don't double hypnotize.
Yeah, no.
We wake up banging. What?
Weird. Do that.
He wanted a live show. Who knows? Mm-hmm. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Believe it or not, people who love meth might not always make the best decisions.
Oh. Sure.
There's a 52-year-old woman named Beth Ann Frankchak. She's in St. Pete Beach. And she called the cops the other day. She had them come to her house because she had a problem. She needed the police immediately because of a problem. Her problem? She'd bought a bag of meth for $20 and she wanted them to take it because it was junk.
Oh.
Oh.
Called the cops. She didn't just throw it out.
Nope. She got some bad meth and she called the cops. The cops tested the crystals inside the bag. They came back positive for meth. So junk or not, Beth Ann was arrested for felony possession of a controlled substance. Her mugshot's up in davidchuckthefreak.com. What a lovely looking lady.
Oh, my.
She looks like you guys. Like if, what's her name? Kate Hudson had grown up in a trailer park.
Yes.
If Kate Hudson.
Kate Hudson.
Grew up in a trailer park.
You just gave that woman the best compliment.
I know, but she's got a little bit of Kate Hudson face.
I see what you're saying.
She's got a messed up. Opposite path.
Yes. But I see what you're saying. Like,
it's like Kate Hudson and Courtney Love had a baby.
I think it's more like Kate Hudson and Mama June merged together to make this creature.
Yeah. Because one super skinny, one not.
Right, but she's got a little bit of the Kate Hudson in the upper face.
Yeah, I did say, that Goldie. It's a little bit Goldie in there.
Yeah, she's got a Goldie in her.
Oh, my God.
Not enough, though. Not enough Goldie.
She got a taste of the Goldie.
Not enough.
Just a smidge. Just a smidge of Goldie.
She looks like a live-action Miss Piggy.
Oh, yeah, it's not good. Listen, she's not an attractive woman. But it's if you can imagine. Like, sometimes they take celebrities and they, like, do them up as if their life would be different.
Yeah.
What I've...
It's like so what Kate Hudson would see at, like, one of those funhouse mirrors.
Okay, but let me just... Can we go look at a photo of Kate Hudson so that I can just try to see what you guys are seeing?
You don't see it?
You see?
I really don't see it there.
That's a really good picture of her.
Let me see if I can find kind of there.
Like, or
there, look there. Ready? Wake up. Boom.
Yeah. I mean, Kate Hudson is very pretty though.
Sure. That's why just a taste of the Goldie she's got.
You got to find like the worst picture of Kate Hudson you can find.
Bad picture.
Like after like four nights with the Black Crows.
Oh man.
It's hard to find a bad picture.
Oh man, huh?
Yeah.
She's got some, Everyone takes a bad picture, no matter who you are. So let's look at there, like, no makeup. Ready? Boom.
Boom. Boom. Boom. I mean, I see what you're saying, because it's like Kate Hudson's eyes are a little closer together. And so are
She
hers.
Does have her eyes. I got to say. Like, they should do a song. She's got Kate Hudson eyes.
This chick just dancing around in the video.
Yeah.
She does not have her nose.
Yeah. Nope.
She likes her meth so sweet.
But quality.
Yes, you like quality, good meth.
I'm trying to think if she has like the same upper lip too.
I'm really on this one. I feel so bad for Kate Hudson.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
Kate Hudson is
Kate Hudson.
That's
is
not
gorgeous.
Who you want to be compared to, but it's there.
It looks like if they it's got there. Kate Hudson to play lip? That monster lady that they did with Charlize Theron.
Yeah, that's it.
All
right. Right.
Anyway, all you need is a touch of Goldie to make
just
you
a touch of Goldie.
She just like that.
Didn't quite have enough of Goldie to not do math.
That's too much blue eyeshadow. Is it?
Anyway, never too much.
If you want to see what Matt's Kate Hudson looks like, go check her out. DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. She's up there.
She has a lot of weight for a meth person.
She does. She's on her way down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She could have been 500 pounds.
Right. Wow. True. She's at the beginnings.
It looks like she's got Spanx on. That's a tighter fitting.
I think that's just what you'd call a medium. And it should be a large. That's all that is.
It's not a fat-sucking-in device.
No. What's the lady's name? Can we look her up to see if there's any other photos of her?
It's Beth Ann Franchek.
Oh, I see it.
Frankick.
Mm.
Beth Ann. So I'm going to look up.
She's in St. Pete, so people listening could know her.
Whoever, I wonder who took the photo. That's what's cracking me up right now. She looks like she's
taking it. You got any meth?
She just got done saying that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not her mugshot. It's something else.
It's like a candid.
I'm trying to see what the things on the wall and everything, the decor.
Oh, there she is. She works in St. Pete.
Still that Kate Hudson look? You see any photos?
Still that Kate Hudson look.
That touch of Goldie.
she's locked it down, Lee. She's like you. She's locked. You can't access any of her stuff. You just know that she loves St. Pete Beach, and she grew up in New Jersey.
And it take you.
And her profile pic is just of her. It's of her dog.
Oh.
So it's not even her in her profile.
If she hears that you called her, that you look, you know, said that about her, she's gonna reach
out
with you.
Yeah, she's gonna reach out to you.
How you doing? How would you think I look like Goldie Hawn and Kate Hudson? You're a tall glass of water.
Oh no, I don't want her after me.
Do you like meth?
You gave her the best compliment.
I did.
Yeah, like if a guy walks up to you as a girl and is just like, hey, I don't want to be creepy or whatever, but God, you look just like Kate Hudson. All right, see you later. I got to go or whatever. Yeah. Like a girl would be like, wow.
Especially that.
It's a compliment. Kate Hudson is hot.
You'll never believe. I know I'm in jail right now, but some guy on the radio said I got Goldie Hawn eyes. I can't wait till my charges get over with and I get out of jail. I'm going to go find him.
She'll be wearing Dave and Chuck the Freak shirt.
Of course she will. Yeah. Of course she will. Yep. No doubt. Come on.
Problem is she'll think it was me.
Oh yeah,
Chuck, yeah. That'll be the thing.
Chuck you. Luck for sure.
Yeah, Chuck Luck twisted all up.
Oh well,
he can't shake that.
I
meth
gotta
lady.
Hope for James Curse to take over on this one.
Nope, that's part of the curse. It won't take over.
Okay, yeah. Good.
Again, go check her out if you want. She's up on the website. There are just some businesses where it is not a good idea to document all of your processes and workflows. A few months ago, the cops in Winnipeg, Canada, raised a major drug trafficking ring that was operating out of two homes. They found fentanyl, guns, cash, and jewelry. But they just revealed they also found something else. The people behind the drug ring had written a 21-page how-to instruction manual. Canadian drug ring people wrote a manual on how to do it.
So they had like a Dave Hunter working there?
I guess. He kept track of everything. It had info on how to get the drugs, how to sell the drugs, how to distribute them, and how to collect the money, all in different tabbed sections of this book.
There's tabs.
Did they do this in Breaking Bad, too? Was there like a book that
was.
Jesse followed precisely? Yeah. Or did he know it off by heart, and that's why they couldn't kill him? Remember they couldn't kill him?
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen that in so long.
I know.
They had him chained up. Remember they had him chained up?
Yeah.
So I don't know if there was a book.
I'm not sure.
Like
I'm
a meth instructional.
I think that was more so the recipe.
Yeah.
What it was.
By the way, this also included a section on how to avoid getting caught by the police. So we'll have to revise that section.
Yeah.
Back to the books on that
they
one.
They just exit out. They're like, that one didn't
don't worry
work.
About that.
A 26-year-old man, a 27-year-old man, and a 29-year-old man from Canada all facing several charges for the drug ring when they found it.
Thanks for writing it all down, Dave. Thanks, bud.
Hey, it got us this far.
Yeah, real far.
We sold it one time.
He had one sale.
And it was to a cop.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, I need to do some revisiting.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
The Tasty Bits podcast is brought to you by Manscaped.
Flowers are blooming, the grass is growing, and it's time to mow your lawn. And now, thanks to Manscaped, you can trim the hedges below the belt safely and efficiently. I'm talking about ball trimmers. Manscaped is here to make sure your balls are smooth and smelling nice. Mm. After all, it's time for some spring cleaning. So do yourself a favor and always use the right tool for the job. Go to manscaped.com now. Use code WRIF to get 20% off with free shipping. Your partner, your body, and your balls will thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.